Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And time for the Kill Coin Opinion. TKO brought to you by LouFuse.com. Cardinal fans and the Cardinal franchise, for that matter, love nostalgia. So it's with great fanfare that the Hall of Fame ballot is announced. Ray Langford, John Tudor, Scott Rolen, Vince Coleman, Keith Hernandez, Jason Isringhausen, and Lee Smith, all on this year's Cardinal ballot. And speaking of former Cardinals and former Cardinal closers, for that matter, the team is bringing back Edward Mojica. Well, sort of. Derek Gould reported that the Cardinals gave him a minor league deal, so he'll really have to show something to even get a chance to make it over to the big league camp. Now, he was an all-star in St. Louis, 37 saves, but that was 5 years ago. Restless and snarky Cardinal fans immediately asked, what about Dave Veers or Jeff Brantley? Aren't they available? Hey, look, this is just a minor deal. It isn't meant to alter the shape of the team. But as spring training approaches, I think it's fair to wonder if the Cardinals' bold offseason was bold enough. I mean, I love the Ozuna addition, but I guess I was looking for more. As we debate the recent Hall of Fame ballot, it's obvious the Cardinals have a great past. It's the present that makes me a little nervous.